Hey, Cleaning Nation, I just wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to be speaking live at 3 day-long events in Dallas, San Antonio, and Houston, Texas. This June 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Reframe Janitorial Workshop. And you can sign up for free at sweptworks.com/reframe. Swept, S-W-E-P-T, works, W-O-R-K-S.com/reframe. If you're serious about growing your janitorial business, if you want to meet me and hang out with your fellow Cleaning Nation business owners, this is a must-attend event. Register right now at sweptworks.com/reframe before you forget and life gets in the way. Now, I know this podcast reaches more than 80 countries and not everyone listening and watching can make it to Texas at the drop of a hat. But if you love the podcast or videos and are committed to growing your cleaning company, you want me to personally help you, I haven't forgotten about you. I've put together an amazing community of owners of cleaning company, live coaching with me, and everything you need to build a million-dollar cleaning business. You can get in on the action right now at growmycleaningcompany.com, growmycleaningcompany.com. I made a special video just for you. Check it out right now. I'll see you there. Did you go? Wasn't it awesome? Oh, you came back for the podcast. Great. Let's get this party started. Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. I want to take a quick moment and thank you for sharing the show. All of the great reviews that you've given on iTunes, keep them coming. The kind and loving feedback that I get personally from you guys and on our Facebook group, the show would not exist without you. So keep up the good work. Share the love. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. Tell your friends and family all the good reviews, all that stuff. Keep it coming. We so appreciate you, Cleaning Nation. If you are listening to the podcast, check out our YouTube channel. If you're watching us on YouTube, feel free to take us on the road by subscribing to the podcast. They're both free. No matter where you're listening from, you can go to growmycleaningcompany.com. I literally just put up an amazing opportunity, a magic tool to grow your cleaning company. If you dig the show, you're going to love what's waiting for you at growmycleaningcompany.com, so go check it out. Today, we are chatting with Michaela Albrecht, owner of Vitello's Cleaning Service. Vitello's Cleaning has been serving the Napa area with residential cleaning services for nearly a decade. If you want to reach out to Michaela and her team, you can hold them at www.vitelloscleaningservice.com. Michaela, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
So glad to have you, sister. Tell us how you wandered. I think you may be our first Napa area in Napa Valley. For people that don't know, is Northern California, known for its fantastic wine. Super beautiful area. I mean, I don't know if there's any more romantic place on earth. How'd you get involved in cleaning service up in Northern California?
I needed money. No, I mean, honestly, 9 years ago, I sitting at home and I you know, I'm looking at the bills, and I needed something to do on the side, and that's how it started. And so that was January 2008. By August, I had quit my job and done and started this full time.
That's awesome. So you, same year, January, you just kind of started fooling around with it to make a couple extra bucks. August, you had quit your job. That's awesome. Because there's a lot of people in Cleaning Nation that kind of are in that transition and wanting to know, I want to quit my job, I'm not sure. How big or small of a difference was it when you went full time? If you can, I know it's been almost a decade, but you know, you can remember back.
It was wonderful. I mean, it was just wonderful. I don't know how to explain that to you. It felt good to be my own boss.
Oh, I bet. Did it feel like it was too soon? Were you pretty, like, was it scary? Were you pretty comfortable? Walk us through.
It was not scary. Now, mind you, I didn't charge what I charge now, but, you know, I enjoyed getting the money every day. I enjoyed helping people instead of just filing papers in an office. There was purpose to it.
All right. Well, there is some encouragement for all. I know there's a big chunk of y'all out there at that crossroads. Like, I've been doing this for a couple days, a couple weeks, a couple months, a couple years, and I'm desperate to quit my job. Michaela did it and apparently lived to tell and is a happy camper. All right, cool. Well, what's going on in your world? How can I bring some value to your life, young lady?
Well, we had employees in the past and we had to let our last one go in December. So I am doing it alone again and I don't want to. So I'd like to know what sorts of things I can put into a job ad that would attract more of the right kind of people to want to work for me.
Perfect.
Or love, that I would want to work with.
Love that question. And I'm a huge fan of not cleaning. We are not in the business of cleaning people's houses or offices. We are in the business of marketing our cleaning services. And if you've got your hands stuck in a toilet, you are stuck doing $20 an hour work. And I know some of you charge $50 an hour, but there's still insurance and travel and marketing and all the other things that run the business, right? Cleaning is $20 an hour work no matter what you charge. So we start doing marketing and hiring, creating cultures and systems. That's where you really get paid. So first of all, I want to encourage you are on the right track. There's so many people I hear like, oh, I had tried employees and they didn't work and I'm just cleaning myself. And they all make the same crappy wage and they all are stuck cleaning. And guess what? When you go on vacation and stop cleaning, you stop getting paid. When you get old and you physically can't clean, you stop getting paid. So I really encourage you that you're on the right track to build a team. Anything, any questions, comments, or pushback on that before we start talking job descriptions?
No, I'm really excited to hopefully in the next couple of months, if not definitely by fall, I'm not clean as much. And by the end of the year, not clean at all. That's my goal.
All right, and this is being recorded May 19th, 2017. So by the end of the year, that's 6 months. Right. And I would encourage you, let's get that done by, gosh, I've had one-on-one clients go in 60 days, go from cleaning full time to cleaning no time. So I think we should get done a lot quicker than that, but different topic for a different day. Let's talk about the ad. I love that question. And again, there's so many aspects of this business. We've done over 200 shows and I don't know that we've ever specifically had a whole episode on how to write a job ad. And it's one of the big things I do with my one-on-one and my group coaching almost right off the bat. So I'm surprised no one's asked about that before. First and foremost, be different. So many people are tempted. They feel like I've got this. First of all, almost everyone I deal with is just got a lovely personality, like my new friend Michaela. And they're like, but I can't be that. I can't be me. I have to be this sanitized, professionalized, boring version of me that everyone's expecting. The problem is, if Michaela's Michaela with her lovely personality, I can't compete with her. I can never be Michaela. I can only be a cheap knockoff of Michaela. And she couldn't compete with me. She's never going to be the idiot I am. She's only going to be a cheap knockoff. But so we're going to be very different. And the people that love Michaela are going to love Michaela. The people that love me are going to love me. The difference is if my clean, sanitized, quote unquote, professional version of myself is going to look almost exactly the same as Michaela's clean, professional, sanitized version of herself. And now we look exactly the same because we're all just looking for top-notch employees. Are you looking for an opportunity to grow in a classy environment, on-the-job training? You know, we all say the exact same thing. So the only way that our employees have to distinguish one from another is by price. Well, I say I'll pay $11 and Michaela will only pay $10 or whatever the case may be. So first of all, does that make sense to allow your own personality and voice to show through and not try and be like, well, everyone else says this, so I've got to say that. You know, send your resumes to 2 years of experience required. All this crap that we've read to other people that are probably having bigger problems than we are, we read their ads and we all do the same wrong thing. Any of this making sense or am I just talking crazy, sister?
No, it makes sense.
Okay, cool. So first and foremost, the ad has got to look like Michaela, not like some professional version of somebody, a knockoff of somebody else's. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
Okay. Second, and the best way that you're like, well, how do I do that? Like, you know, would it be like, hi, I'm, you know, X years old and I like long walks on the beach. Like, not like that. The way to make it about you or kind of have your, not make it about you, make it about them, but to have your personality show through is to be in touch with your core values. If you listen to the show at all, I'm sure heard me talk on that. Do you have any version of your core values for your company yet? Or is that something you're still working on?
We're working on that.
Okay. So that's going to be where I'd start. Start with your core values because that's what you really want to talk about. Literally, that's all I would talk about. I would have it 92% core values and the bare minimum of what they're doing. You don't want to be sneaky, right? They need to know what they're doing. So I would have, you know, a local maid service or house cleaning company looking for. So tell them what they're going to do. But that's about it. Everything else would be about the core values. I also like to have qualifiers and disqualifiers. So if it's okay, can we pretend that you're using my core values for now just so I can kind of give some examples for everybody?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so my core values for the last decade in 3 or 4 different businesses have been have fun, make money, be real, and help out. Always my core values. So the thing is, you don't want to tell people, are you into having fun, making money, being real, and helping out? Because everyone's going to, who's trying to get a job is going to go, oh yeah, I'm totally into that, right? you're going to, so first of all, I would never tell people that we're about having fun. I would just make the ad fun. When I wrote the ad, I wouldn't say, looking for highly skilled professionals, please submit resumes too. I'd go, hey, stop looking at all these other crappy ads and pay attention or something, you know, whatever you want to do, but something that would be my stupid personality. You could put your own personality into it. So I'd write the ad in a fun manner. I wouldn't tell them we're fun. We're 26% fun more than our nearest competitor. Like, that's not fun. Like, just be fun. Don't tell people, you know, don't tell people you're funny. Just be funny. Or don't tell people you're fun. Just write a fun ad. Be real. Same thing. I'm going to be not the sanitized version I think people like. I'm going to be a version where they come in to talk to me and they go, this guy's exactly like the guy on the ad. I get that the same thing with a podcast. If I ever have guests or if I ever have dinner or kind of meet someone that's a fan of the podcast off air, they're like, you're the same guy here than you are on the podcast. I'm like, exactly, right? No one can knock me off because I'm not trying to be somebody else. So we want that same thing with you. So I would make sure I was really real in my ad. We talked another core value is to make money. So we talk about if you're not here to help us make money and you're not making money isn't important to you, you're just working for beer money, this may not be for you. And then help out. We only wanted people that were into helping out. So we'd write something about if you love being part of a community and serving others and making others' lives better, this is for you. If it's all about you and what we can do for you and how you can get better, keep looking, Muchumbo. So everything would be about the core values. Any questions on that? Or is that making, I know they're not your core values, but I wanted to give a good example. Is that making sense or do we need more on that, Michaela?
No, it makes perfect sense.
Okay. Last thing. So that's what you do want to make it about. And I always have two columns. So there's a little intro, you know, local house cleaning service or, you know, most amazing house cleaning service that you ever, you know, some fun line telling what you do. And then say, if this is you, keep reading. And I'd have bullet points, right? Like, I have a good driver's license, or I'd have the two or three things that are required, right? I'm legal to work, or I speak English, or I'm just making up, but there might be two or three things you're like, if I don't have this, I'm not interested. And then have some fun things. I'm not all about being professional. I want to have fun at work. I'm looking for a community and something. I want to serve other people and help people's lives be better, not just get a paycheck. So you write the three or four things that you want, and you said it perfectly, like, how can I find people that not only want to work here, but I would want to work with, right? So this is your opportunity to say, like, if you're a crabby old grouse, this ain't for you, right? So I always have two bullet points. One is, if this is you, keep reading. And the other is, if this is not you, if this is you, stop, right? So at the top, it might be if you want to be part of a team, if you love serving other people, if you have a good driver's license, if you expect to be paid fair, but that's not your main motivation, whatever the case may be, keep reading. And at the bottom, if you aren't qualified to work, if you have a bad attitude, if you punch people for no reason, if you kick puppies, whatever, find some fun things and say, this is not for you. Don't even call. You're going to be wasting your time. So that's how I do it. Kind of a quick sentence that's fun and introduces them to what we do. If you are these things, keep reading. If you're not these things, go away. And then at the end, put a clear call to action. Oh, and I don't put a bunch about pay and cleaning experience. The reason I don't put pay is they know it's not a $50,000 job, right? You've told them it's a maid service. They know it's not $50,000. There is a minimum wage, so they know it's at least that. So if the minimum wage in your area is 10 bucks, and you're in California, so I'm sure it's higher, but if your minimum wage 10 bucks, everyone kind of knows that no one's going to get paid more than $13 or $14. You don't even have to put pay, right? They're not going to be like, I was expecting a $75,000 position. Like, they know they weren't, and it's not like you're paying $2 an hour. So they have an idea of the pay, the range that it's going to be in. So you don't want to compete with, like, we pay $12.50 an hour, so take this job over the other guy who pays $11.75. That's not the guy that or gal that you want. You want someone that wants to, that's picking up your vibe and wants to be a part of your community. Of course you're going to pay them, but that's not, you're not looking for someone that's in it for the money. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And I think I found the latter. You know, I think I found the ones that just want the paycheck and go home.
Well, and this is where that starts. A lot of people feel like, oh, that's just who I have. Well, it's not who you have, it's who you attract. So the way that you write your ad, the way that you conduct your interview process, the way you talk about hiring on your website, the way that other employees feel and act is all going to contribute to who you attract. So if you write an ad that's all about money, we have the best benefits and you're going to make more money here than ever and you'll get a raise within 90 days. There's nothing wrong with all those things, but guess what? You're going to attract people who are into those things. But if you say in your ad, obviously we pay 10% better than most of our competitors, and obviously don't say that unless it's the truth, but you can address pay, but don't focus on it, right? Obviously we're going to pay you, but if that's what you're looking for, there's 1,000 jobs. Keep looking. If you're looking for a community, to be a part of something bigger than you are, to be a part of people that believe what you believe and share your values, if you really want to have an opportunity to serve and help people, make their lives better, that's for you. So you write an ad like that, you're going to attract people that are into that. People that are just into the money going to go, oh, this lady's an idiot. I'm not talking to her. Great. You wanted that, just saved you a bunch of time. And the people that are interested are going to go, wow. Every other ad says, on the job training, we're more professional. We're awesome. We've been in business for 20. They look like everything. I would go, this lady gets me, or this person gets me. I can't wait to talk to them. So not only will it turn away the people that you're not interested in, it's really going to kind of supercharge the attraction for the people that you're looking for. The last thing you want to do is a clear call to action. And it should be one thing. You should decide beforehand what is the path someone is going to take to get hired. Don't say call, email, visit our website, jump up and down, send a carrier pigeon with a note. That's overwhelming. They're just going to move on. Tell them clear call to action and tell them why they should do it now. So for me, it would be, let's just say you want them to go to your website and fill out a form. And it's fine whether you want them to call or email or fill out a form on your website. I'm okay with any of that. Just not all of that. Don't give them three call to actions. They get confused. Give them clear instructions as to what you want them to do. So you might say, go to, you know, where's your website address? Shoot, I missed your website. Go to, you know, whatever, growmycleaningcompany.com/jobs to tell us more about yourself. And do it now, because we're only accepting we've only got three spots, or however many spots you've got. Obviously, don't lie. But tell them why they need to do it now, and say, don't go on to the next crappy ad and then forget your calling. You're going to miss out. Email, you know, go to www.rightnow or call us right now. So tell them exactly why they need to do it now, and tell them exactly what to do. But don't be shy about, hey, if this might be you, think about calling us. Like, this is your job. If they're really going, oh my God, this is what I've been looking for, take charge and say, if you're feeling, oh my gosh, this is what I've been looking for, do not go on to the next ad. Do not click away. Fill out our form. We are dying to meet you. Go right now, www. or 602-59, whatever your phone number is, or email this address. Give a clear call to action. Tell them exactly why they need to do it right now, and then tell them exactly how to do it. So does that make sense in terms of opening? If this is you, keep reading. If this is not you, go away. Clear call to action.
It does. It's obviously nothing like the ads I've read around here. And they are mostly all exactly the very professional, very, you know, same thing, you know, drug screen, driver's license, it's all the same.
Yeah. And the good thing is none of your competitors are doing this. So it's so easy. And when I say competitors, we're talking the job market, your competitors, sure, there are other cleaning companies, but it's standing in line for the government to give you money. It's McDonald's. It's other, you know, I don't know what you pay, but it's other jobs that offer similar pay to you, or other, you know, similar jobs. That's your competitor. So the beautiful thing is all your competitors are terrible at writing job ads. They all say the same thing. So the only way that the applicant has to choose is who I think is going to give the most money. But if you're the only one out there talking about your core values and what you believe and what kind of a community you have, and you're painting this picture of what their life will be like as a part of that community, no one can compete with you, because your community is very different than their community. So yeah. All right. Any other questions or thoughts before we hit the lightning round?
Do you like group interviews or individual interviews? What's your take?
I like them both. And I think we may have done a podcast on group interviews and how to hold them. If we have, I will link to those in the show notes page, so you can go check that out. But the short answer is, because we're running out of time, is yes, I love group interviews. I always have. The first step should be some sort of disqualifying thing, right? Fill out a form or call for a 2-minute conversation. And that 2 minutes is just to be like, do you speak, whatever your minimums are. Do you speak English? Do you have reliable transportation? Do you live within 20 miles? A lot of people don't, learned it doesn't make sense to hire people to live far away. Whatever the two or three things that kind of 80% of the disqualifiers are, these like two or three things, I get them to do that, whether it's electronically and automated or over the phone or however you want to do it. And then all the people that qualify from that, I have go to a group interview that I have every week or every other week at the same time. So it's just part of my schedule. And then everyone that qualifies from the group interview goes to a one-on-one interview. And that's how the process goes. I know that was quick, but does that answer your question?
It does.
Okay, cool. Well, let's let me have a chance to shut the heck up for 2 seconds and give you the opportunity to share with the lightning round. I'm going to ask you 3 quick questions. I can't wait to hear your answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, personal or professional?
Keep your face in front of your customers. When I did have employees, at first, maybe I just kind of backed away and didn't even show up to say hi. And that also was a mistake. But someone told me to keep, to keep in contact and make sure they know that I'm the owner and everything, and just stay in the picture somehow.
That is great feedback. And we obviously can't get into it now, but there are ways to do that automated and there are ways to do that non-automated. So non-automated is calling face-to-face, all that stuff. And there's good. There should be a piece of that. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that, but that's not your only options. You can send automated emails, voicemails, direct mail. There's lots of ways that you can communicate with all of your customers or prospects at once. You know, you write an email or a newsletter, you can communicate with 100 people at one time as opposed to having to make 100 calls or 100 things. So all that to say, it's great feedback, but just make sure you use a good mix of automated and non-automated options. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake that you made in the cleaning business that we can learn from and maybe save ourselves some steps?
And it is hard because you do work around your employees and with your employees day in and day out. But I had developed friendships with a couple of them and it did not end well. So try to keep the professional and the personal separate, however, still be personable and friendly and along with your, like you said, your core values, and keep the company, you know, what am I looking for? Just keep it friendly and everything, but not friends, because it makes it harder to write them up. It makes them harder to fire them if you have to.
That is a that's a tough line to walk, because you're exactly right. You don't want to be, you don't want to hire strangers. And I'm telling you, when you get this core value culture thing down, the employees move from being a necessary evil to people that actually bring joy to your life and you love it. So the 2 cents I'll give you on this one, because I really want to encourage you and all of Clean Nation listening, Mike Leah, is I'm a big fan of being friendly and friends with my employees, but the way that I reconcile that, so when it's time to write someone up or fire somebody, is they all know that this vision that we have, these core values, this culture, this community that we've created is always going to be at the top of my list. So if I've got a person that I'm friends with outside of work, and I like them and they like me, and because that's going to happen, right? If you attract the right people, they're going to share your core values and you'll be like, I love this person. I want to be friends with them. That's fine. They just need to know that when push comes to shove, Mama Bear, or for me, Papa Bear, is going to come out. And if anyone threatens the community or the company or the vision that we all share, they're out, friends or not. If I've got employees and I see a customer mistreating them or yelling at them or whatever, I don't care how big of a customer that is, you will not talk to my employees that way, period. The group is more important. So I will torch a customer and I will torch a friend. If I see a friend hurting the core values or not being a good community member, they know so well that I love this company and this community and I will protect it at all costs. They get that, hey, this is, it's not like, well, this is business. It's no, this is a community and you're part of this community. You know how valuable and special it is. And you know, I will tolerate zero threats to it, including you. I know that seems, that's really advanced and I did it really quickly, but does that help kind of give you a paradigm to look at this through?
It does. It does. I when I do hire someone, I'm going to have to work on that.
Well, and the cool thing is once you build this community and it's amazing, you won't have to work on it. You'll love the community so much and everybody will love the community and want to be a part of it. It'll be easy to go, hey, I love you as a person, but nobody threatens this community, right? I care about all of us more than I care about any of us, and no hard feelings, but you gots to go, right? I'm not angry with you. I don't hate you as a person, but you know as well as I do, part of the reason you love and respect me is because I protect this community at all costs. And if I'm the one that's a cause that's hurting this community, I'll leave. But as long as it's you, you got to go. All right, last question. I'm so sorry. This is usually I shut up and listen, but you're giving such good points. I want to make sure everyone gets the value. Last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away? Something easy to implement. As soon as this is over, they can go put into practice and start getting value from.
Don't wait. I know that sounds silly.
No, it doesn't.
Don't wait. If you have something you need to do or want to do, do it. Don't sit there, oh, well, maybe next week because I'm after work tonight, I'm going to go and work on this ad.
Perfect. I can't, you know, I have nothing to add. Don't wait is so classic and effective, and you can start doing it right now. So Cleaning Nation, whatever you've got that you were going to do tomorrow or next week or next month, listen to Michaela and just do it now. Michaela, thank you so much. Wait a second. I said Michaela. That's not it. Is it? Crap.
It is Michaela.
God bless you. I'm all up in my head about your name. Michaela, you are awesome. Thanks for being a part. Thanks for sharing your passion. I love it. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Michaela's show notes page and the special video I made just for you, it's at growmycleaningcompany.com. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.